Welcome to The Week Ahead in Russia, RFERL's Monday podcast about significant developments and upcoming events in Moscow and beyond. I'm Steve Gutterman, and my guest today is Kirill Sukhotsky, executive editor at Current Time. Welcome, Kirill.
Yeah, hi, Steve. Nice to be here.
All right. Well, I think restaurants in Moscow were open last week, and the measures against the coronavirus were much more lax in Russia, I would say, than in many European and U.S. cities. Today, all of a sudden, though, Moscow is under a lockdown, and residents are told they will soon need the state's permission to leave their homes at all. Last week, President Vladimir Putin did start voicing more concern, I guess, and he postponed the constitutional vote that had been scheduled for April 22nd. But these Moscow measures that were announced by Mayor Sobyanin yesterday and already are in effect, and the prime minister is urging other regions to replicate, they were quite sudden. Kirill, what are you hearing? Is there confusion behind the scenes in the Kremlin and the government about the response to the coronavirus?
I think, Steve, everybody is worried because there is a sense that there is maybe not chaos, but certainly a high level of confusion because that epidemic and coronavirus hit Russia and hit the Kremlin and those who make decisions in the Kremlin quite hard. It was sudden. It was unexpected. Mm-hmm. Many people, I think, in Russia believe that they would be able to sit this out and to fiddle with statistics and everybody will be fine. But it's not them who set the time scale. It's the virus that does. So suddenly they came with a crisis on their hand, with the economy crashing, with the ruble crashing, and stock market does so the same way. And they were lost. And it's very interesting to see that the man who introduces all the measures and who leads Russia's response, or rather Moscow's response, is the mayor of Moscow, Sergei Sobyanin. It's not President Putin. It's not Prime Minister Mishustin. It's Moscow and Sobyanin who really acts as president. And it will be very worrying. And I think the next week or two will be very important for Russia, because we will see how this plays out. Because even now, it's not unclear. Because Sobyanin, as many believe, did not have any legal grounds to introduce those measures that he introduced on Sunday, because they are against constitution. And he is not an official that can decree all that. Prime Minister can, or President can, but they didn't. Mm-hmm. And now Moscow is in this semi-legal, semi-official lockdown. Many senators and parliament members immediately said that it's not requirement, it's recommendation. Right. Then Mayor Sobyanin again responds and said, no, this is actually requirement. How are they will going to be enforced? Because Putin said this is non-working week. And then suddenly his spokesman a couple of days later said, no, it's not non-working week, it's not holiday, it's a week where you work from home. But President Putin said you don't work. So right. There is confusion in messages. And what is also extremely worrisome is pretty much every region in Russia, and there are more than 80 of them, is now be on their own. So every region now comes up with their own measures and with their own scheme of dealing with that. So Moscow introduced this lockdown. Right. Just this morning, we found out that the Murmansk region did that. Mm-hmm. Then Karelia stopped public transport from operating. Chechnya closed the airports. And, it's all sort of this parade of sovereignties that we haven't seen in Russia since 1990s. Mm-hmm. Just within the past week started to pop up all over Russia. And there is no clear line from the Kremlin. There is no clear guidance. And even this morning, Prime Minister Mishustin chaired the government meeting, and he did not extend Moscow measures to other regions. He rather said, I urge regions right. to adopt those measures. So it's now every region will be for themselves, and every head of the region will be their own king of their own kingdom. And many observers, more and more of them, start to believe that this is getting dangerous for Russia. So Putin left for his lake retreat. So Putin will be out of public sight for sometime mm-hmm. this week, at least for the first half of the week. Prime Minister Mishustin is nowhere to be seen. It's all down to Moscow Mayor Sobyanin, who tests the constitutional limits of his own position. And so far, he does not face any resistance. There have been a lot of talks last week about whether Russia will impose either the state of emergency or what they call the situation of emergency, right. which is one grade less. The situation of emergency, emergency situation, can be announced by the head of the region, like Sobyanin, but he did not do that. The state of emergency can be announced by president only, mm-hmm. But the last time that was done in Russia was in 1993 when tanks fired upon the parliament building.
Right.
And Putin may be very reluctant to do that, because that will kind of reinforce the notion that we're actually coming back to the 1990s, where the whole narrative is built upon that the current political leadership took Russia out of turbulent 1990s.
Exactly.
There is lack of messaging. There is confusion. Nobody knows what the legal grounds are, what the limits are, and how to deal with those, with that virus further. So I think in the next couple of days or in the next few days, it will be very important to see whether Moscow decides to reinforce the measures, whether we will see Russian National Guard or even the army patrolling the streets, whether there will be severe punishment of those violating the lockdown.
Right.
Because anecdotal evidence from this morning from Moscow tells us that people just don't care. You know, for instance, playgrounds and other public spaces were sealed off by tape in various, you know, all over Moscow. And there are dozens and dozens of instances on social media where people just, you know, threw off the tapes. People disregard this lockdown. So, and that's another challenge for the Moscow authorities. And lastly, the last thing that I would mention is it is a very dangerous precedent of Moscow mayor could be up against the Siloviki, as we call it, the power lobby and the Russian government.
Right.
Because it's up to them to introduce the state of emergency and police that. It's not up to the regional authority. So actually the chances of the state of emergency actually got higher after this Moscow's directive, because the defense minister and the interior minister may act to actually reinforce their own authority over the situation rather than to leave it to the Moscow mayor. So I think there is the Russia's response to coronavirus that is used by some of the towers of the Kremlin to reignite political infighting and political struggle. And that double whammy makes a situation even more turbulent and even more volatile.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think one possible explanation for, you know, the regions and Moscow announcing these things is, you know, one, to sort of shuffle off the blame, put the blame on Moscow and Sobyanin if things go wrong and the other regions. And also to leave Putin with the opportunity to you know, put in effect even stronger measures if they decide it's needed. But on the other hand, that could be overthinking it. It may just be more chaotic and more confusing than that, or more confusion than that behind the scenes. As you said,
absolutely. And I would also point out, you know, and draw your attention, Steve, to one fact and one decision that was barely noticed by anyone. It was published on Sunday morning, out of all days. It was a decree by Prime Minister Mishustin, who created the Presidium of the Government. Mm. This organ, like Presidium of the Government, did not exist previously. And in that Presidium, he included not only, you know, the ministers that he has direct authority of, but also Defense Minister, Interior Minister, Foreign Minister. So Shoigu is there, Lavrov is there, Kolokoltsev, the Interior Minister, is there.
Right.
Those are the ministers that actually report to the President, not mm-hmm. to the Prime Minister. And now they are, in this Presidium, report to the prime minister. Why did they need this body? What is this body for? What is this responsible for? It does sound like some sort of a committee to, but committee for what? And
right.
This is also, it will be very interesting to see how that pans out.
All right, absolutely. Lots going on, and certainly unpredictable what's going to happen even, you know, in the next few days, the next week. All right, we're out of time. Let's wrap it up for today. It's certainly going to be an interesting week. Kirill, thanks very much for joining me and for your insights.
Thanks, Steve.
All right, I'll be back next Monday. Meanwhile, please keep an eye out on Friday for The Week in Russia, my newsletter about Russia and what is going on and what things might mean. Thanks for listening.